kickstart your road to fitness with the Hard Work Works fitness app. For all ability levels, with a full gym or no gym, zero problems, Jack. Well, it's included over 200 workout plans available for every situation, from a full gym to no equipment at all. There's even a nutrition guide to help you stay on track. All of this for only $10 a month. And of course, there's a special offer for the program listeners. Use promo code STUPID and get your first month free. The Hard Work Works fitness app. Decide, commit, succeed, and join the hustle today. Deprogram, the podcast where we try to get you into a band. And isn't it funny when you hit record and suddenly a bubble comes up in your throat and it makes you sound like a backwards ass Kermit the Frog? Whatever, man. I'll drink some Bang Energy here in a second. But check it out. We're talking about Backstreet Boys today. And Zach, we're not doing this the way we did NSYNC because, you know, we went to Joe first and Joe was like, yeah, I really did it because Zach. So we're going to start with you, Zach. Backstreet Boys, tell me about it. Why is Backstreet Boys on your radar, and why did you have to be here today to talk Backstreet Boys?
I'm here because I'm on Joe's gaydar. And no, I don't know. It's fine. I mean, it was Rock versus Austin. It was Backstreet Boys versus NSYNC. You had to know your enemy before you knew your friends, or whatever the fucking saying goes.
It's true. It's true. It's one or the other. All right. So, Joe, when you brought up NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, you wanted to do this. So walk me through it. What is it about Backstreet Boys?
Well, I mean, you know, you also got O-Town and freaking 98 Degrees in the sidelines trying to get in this lumberjack match, you know what I mean? And they're just acting a fool. But, yeah, man, when I was looking through all the episodes of Deprogrammed, and I was just like, how is Backstreet Boys and NSYNC not been done? And I mean, are we even a Deprogrammed show?
I know, just kidding. Right?
I know that we are. You are. It's your show.
I mean, you are a co-producer.
I mean, I've been on, I don't know, probably Fredo and John F. have probably been on more episodes than me, I would bet.
Well, Fredo.
yeah, we just had to do it because, you know, two iconic bands of the 90s. So, you know, I grew up in the era, and I was always a Backstreet Boy more than an NSYNC boy.
Oh, interesting.
Because, you know, I definitely was. The original, the original release, Backstreet Boys, had that CD because I was like, man, the girls are always talking about Backstreet Boys. This is like sixth grade, I guess, sixth or seventh, I forget. I was like, man, I bet I could get a lot of girls if I was into Backstreet Boys.
Oh boy, oh boy. What a way and direction you went with that one.
Yes.
Guess what happened? Not that. But, you know, it's cool. It was before my punk rock and metal phase, so it's all good. But yeah, that's why we had to do it. It was like, just let's relive some childhood, and let's do a show on a couple of old school bangers. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, I mean, again, so
they revolutionized pop music in the 90s.
They really
did. They?
I mean,
they. I would say so.
In some ways, indeed, because if you put them, and if you guys haven't seen This Is Pop, I highly recommend it. I haven't watched all of them yet, but I did watch like the first like seven. And when you think about late pop music of the 90s, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Britney Spears, they all have that same thing in common, not just you know, being from a factory, but being from a Swedish factory specifically, like producers from seriously, like in,
yeah.
it comes from, in, you know, we'll get into this a little bit here in a second, but
The Backstreet Boys specifically said, yo, we're just a ripoff of Boys to Men. So it started with Boys to Men.
I'm so fucking glad that's brought up, because there is a song on my list that's legitimately the rippiest off song of theirs I've ever heard.
And so, you know, Boys to Men laid down, you know, this is how you do this. And then, and so to me, that's the difference between Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. NSYNC was put together to, hey, let's try and create five stars. And I think maybe technically speaking, Backstreet Boys was supposed to be that. But I think somewhere at the core of them, they wanted to be a group. They wanted to be like Boys to Men. And so to me, that's the big difference here. And not that it, especially in the early music, you can really tell.
Right.
But I think it's fun because, like, NSYNC to me was just fun. It was like banger after banger. It was like a breeze to listen to. Backstreet Boys have an extensive catalog, and I didn't know that. And, you know, like,
neither did I.
Yeah, they cover.
I was surprised.
They cover a lot of ground, and it, like, we'll get into specifics here in a sec. You know, it's all good, but like they definitely. They do the boy band thing, like the let's sing, let's try to drop some panties thing better than NSYNC.
Oh, sure.
I think NSYNC does better pop, better straight up pop and better bangers than and fun.
Right.
Like I don't.
Well, I was gonna say that NSYNC also has even though obviously their discography was a lot shorter, but. Just in that short discography that NSYNC had compared to Backstreet Boys, like, man, Backstreet Boys kind of, while they grow or whatever, but they still kind of recycle the same idea, right? You're getting kind of the same song with a different beat, where NSYNC, I feel like, did actually go a different route with different songs, right? You know, we've talked about it on that last episode where that beat of the 90s, you know, is pretty synonymous with every single song because it's, well, you're talking about the factory, right? Like they literally, I forget where I heard this or read this, but during that time, and they still do it now, like there's a pitch that pop songs have to catch your ear, and that's why they become popular songs.
Yep.
So it's in your ear, and that's why they catch. So, you know, specifically Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, of course, had that as well, you know, Britney, all those things. But my point being, NSYNC had different songs, whereas Backstreet Boys, like you were saying, hey, we want to be a boy band. Let's make some bangers. And they did it. And it's just kind of the same formula going back to how Boys to Men laid
out. Well, I feel like with the Backstreet Boys, and I don't know if it's an unfair kind of assessment here, but like they have stayed together all this time. They have not done
minus one.
Like, besides Nick Gordon. I was about to say, besides Nick Carter trying to get out there, I don't feel like these guys ever separated where they did evolve their sound. And I use that term like loosely evolve because like when you get into the later stuff, and yes, I do have some later stuff in my list, but like some of it goes country and I'm just like, I don't need you to age with the music.
Yeah. Yeah. They definitely grew up, right?
Yeah.
Like you were saying, it's definitely, they tried a couple of things on, I forget which one exactly, probably the fourth or fifth, whatever that ends up being. The middle albums, they tried something different for sure.
Right.
And they were like, I do think that is kind of cool though. Like at least they tried to grow up with us essentially, right? We're in our 30s or at the time, like in our late 20s, like, they were all in their 40s at that point. So like, or maybe not all of them are the 40s, but you know what I mean? Like at least they grew up or tried to grow up away from the teen type of sound.
The Never Gone album, the 2005 one, that one really is the one that I'm talking about where I was
there
just
you
like,
go, yeah.
I don't like this sound. I don't like where you're trying to go because it doesn't, the way, they went that way because they are old. They don't dance. They don't do. I mean, like their moves are very basic. Where like NSYNC took them out to the pasture and taught them how to dance. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where these guys are physically older. I mean, don't get twisted. Joey Fatone ain't fucking dancing. Everybody knows. but I'm just saying, like they were like, we got to get away from this before were made fun of. And then, you know, they come back later on in probably what, about 2018, 16 with that one album, was it DNA 19? They came out with DNA in 19, and that kind of resembles how I figured their evolution should have gone.
And I give them credit for, number one, like you were saying, sticking around and not just calling it quits and trying to go into different directions. I do think that some of those middle records, and again, I have stuff from pretty much everything. We'll get into that in a second. But like towards the end, like DNA ended up being really hard to cut from. Like
go ahead.
No, you know, as a matter of fact, let's just roll that into that next conversation, since we're talking about cuts and where we pulled stuff from. Zach, I know you were putting your list together today, like you're finishing up today.
Right.
What were you looking at as you're putting together your list for this one?
Like, you mean like what songs was I looking at, or what did I cut?
Well, you know, like, did you have a strategy to what you're bringing to the table today?
Yeah. Take a lot of shots of tequila and we're going to bite our lip and get through this one. But no, I honestly
just ease it in.
Ease it in, baby. No, I just really, you know me, I like my pop songs. So my list is probably less love centric. Like, you know, NSYNC had a few love songs, like their slower stuff kind of felt for me, where I don't think Backstreet Boys ever hit it on that level for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. So Joe, what was your strategy coming into this?
Well, so I do want to say that those two middle albums, Unbreakable and This Is Us, that's when Richardson left the band. So that's where that different sound came in as well.
Okay.
So I don't know if you guys knew that, but it was only the four of them for those two albums. And then he came back for the last two, but that's just a little tidbit there.
Look at you.
But hey, I did my research, bud.
Jesus saved the Backstreet Boys?
Yeah, Jesus saved the Backstreet Boys. Yeah, Jesus saves, came back and he saved them from the cross, whatever. fuck.
Eat my body.
Exactly.
Taste my blood.
Be my body and drink me.
Taste my DNA.
And, yeah, Jesus Christ.
That's who we're talking about.
Yeah, literally, Jesus Christ. So it ended up being a discovery for me, honestly, because I only knew the first three. Right. I was done after Black and Blue. That's when I became Punk Rock Joe and Metal Joe. So like, I had no idea that those back five albums existed. Mm-hmm. So like, it was not necessarily tough in the way to make the cuts. It was more so, number one, getting through it, because I did want to give it justice of actually listening through everything. It was more so, I guess, trying to find the songs that were the closest to being identical, so I could pick which one I'd rather have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you.
Because there was a lot of that. Eight albums, and you're back. Backstreet Boys, like, there's a lot of songs going on in there. I mean, there's like 37 songs with heart in there in the title. You know what I mean?
Indeed.
So. I guess I would say that it was, I wouldn't say it was difficult. It was more so just time consuming, really. And trying to find the right pick, if you will.
Yeah, I got you. Now, similarly, like, I picked almost half of my list is from the back half of the discography. And the only reason I did that is to show that there's stuff worth it on the back half. If it turns out that our common ground is all on the front, I think we're fine, because I think that's where we'd be able to rope somebody in. But I do think that there is stuff worth it past Black and Blue. I think there's,
for sure.
And like I said, I'm not kidding, because you know, it was a trek, you know, between after Black and Blue all the way up to the last record. And then when I started playing DNA, I was like, well, shit, this is, I wish they would have been doing this all along. Like, what the hell? And, you know, I think I had most of the record on the first pass. And then I was like,
yeah,
okay, well,
so did I actually.
Yeah. And that one was really hard to cut.
And I do think, I didn't say it, obviously, but I did include a lot of the back half as well, because I just felt like, you know, that was five albums where they were doing something different than the first three. So really, to me, it was like, well, this is kind of their sound, really, if we're really being real about it, you know. Yeah. So I do have a lot of the back back end stuff too.
Well, don't worry, friends, because your boy's here to save this fucking show. Because and I'm pretty half and half with like old stuff, new stuff, but I kind of disagree with you. I think it's okay that the highlight years of the Backstreet Boys are necessarily the better half of them, because like you look at it, like the Undertaker matches, Undertaker's better stuff's earlier, and when it's falling apart, oh boy,
it's
falling
apart. It's Goldberg.
Goldberg Taker, you know what I mean?
I don't know, that was five stars, I thought.
Ew.
Five stars!
Yuck. Minus.
Yuck. Oh, my bad.
All right, so with that, all that being said, everything that we have talked about so far, Zach, what do you think we're going to get through unanimously? Like, how many do you think?
I mean, with you guys talking about doing back half shit, I'm going to say six.
Ooh, okay.
Out of how many? Out of 10.
Of
how many?
Out of the 10.
Out of the 10, five. 5 to 6.
Okay. Which one is it?
5 to 6. I can, you know what? Fuck you. After last week, I'm not betting.
What do you think, Joe?
I'm going low. I'm saying 3.
3? Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to
say. I think we're going to miss each other.
Yeah.
I miss you all the time.
Well, yeah. I obviously. I mean, on the list. I think we're gonna find the same albums, but we're not gonna hit the right songs.
Okay. Well, then I'm going 5.
Okay. 5. I'm gonna split the difference and go 4 because I feel like there's 4 that. Well, you know, there's 3 definites, and then there's 1 that is a very high possibility. So
wait, you know what? Can I change my answer? I'm just kidding.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm just kidding.
All right. So there you have it. The Raise Energy. I said Bang Energy earlier.
whoops.
What are you going to do?
Bang me.
Hey-o. The Raise Energy.
No, he was just saying he was going to bang me.
The Raise Energy final say. And with that, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, the game shall begin. With that being said, the name of the game is Deprogrammed, and the three of us have combed through the entirety of the Backstreet Boys discography. The entirety of it. 8 records, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. Just saying. We work hard for you people. And have plucked out 20 songs that we're now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for you, in case you have always passed on Backstreet Boys, in which I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Even though NSYNC was much more fun, you're wrong. Backstreet Boys are good. And I feel like I got to start here. Got to swing for the fences because this one feels, it feels right. Everybody, Backstreet's back.
Yeah, obviously.
Right? Obviously.
That one's an obvious, obvious choice. And I thought it was funny. It's on their first record. And, and they're talking about, hey, we're back.
Yeah, well, maybe they actually went back to the future, you think?
Maybe.
Or they're all coked out of their mind.
I mean, there was a lot of cocaine going on in the 90s, you know?
Have you seen Aaron Carter?
Either that or they just had no idea what they were writing. They're just writing whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, if someone got the song, like, if this was true, like, it could have been written for another band.
Also
and
true.
Giving right. to them.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, let's be real. Like, we're talking about a factory machine. Like, mm-hmm. How many songs did they actually write of their own? Or was it like, okay, this is what you're doing.
Yep.
All right, cool.
Yep. As a matter of fact, whenever we get, there's one song that I know I have on my list, and they talked about it on This Is Pop. When we get there, we'll get to it. But I mean, there are very many, like, fun Backstreet Boys songs. This one is fun. And, you know, like, I whenever it pops up on the radio, like, it's like the only one that I'll go, okay, let me listen to this for a minute, you know, like, and it's very much them, even though, like I said, I don't consider them necessarily fun. This is.
Yeah, well, it's definitely the song that you could literally play at a bar anywhere and everybody's going to cheer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, oh, yeah. And on top of that, like, it doesn't seem dated. Like, the song kind of fits in with later on, and being used in that movie, This Is the End, and being a big part of that, I think it found another audience.
Yeah. Fair for sure. Point. Absolutely.
And Halloween.
Yeah. What?
Costumes.
Well, yeah, no, the music video is in, like, a Halloween party, which obviously right. I love.
Yeah, obviously. Well, I thought it was more like, what's that Tom Cruise movie?
Oh, Eyes Wide Shut?
There you go.
Trust me, you know I watched that movie.
Yeah. All right. We got one.
We got one!
All right. Zach, it is your turn.
I'm going to go with another hit, and it's going to be off their Millennium album. I'm going with Larger Than Life.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean,
because I think between those two songs, those are the two hits that I feel you have to battle to choose which one you got to listen to.
Yeah. Because this is the other one that I go, this is fun. This is a fun song.
Yeah. This is fun.
Right. Right.
Like I said,
it's very fun.
I don't think, you know, you'll hear fun come up a lot more and the rest of this conversation. But like, I think these are good poisonous hooks to go, yo, check this shit out. It's stupid fun. It's way more fun than you remember. You're writing it off as boy band shit. And yeah, that's what it is. But just fucking listen to it and have fun, stupid.
It also has a good vibe like Everybody, where it sounds like them. I think they got plagued a couple of times where their sound kind of like, you could tell somebody was like, hey, make them sound like NSYNC in this song.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't play well in some of their songs on the albums later on, especially Black and Blue. But
yeah. And again, with that point, Zach, like, again, we said earlier, is they got older too. So right now in this album, they're still in their 20s. You know what I mean? They still got the nice, perfect vocal cords, right? And as you, you know, become a superstar for 20 plus years, then you start to get a little grizzled.
Oh, yeah. Their hairlines are just starting to go.
Well, AJ's was always gone. He couldn't even grow a full mustache.
Oh, no.
He had to mascara it in, you remember?
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's right.
Oh, my God. All right. That's how I thought this was going to start. So,
all right.
Now,
well, shit, now it's on me to keep the bangers going.
Yeah, now where do you go?
Oh, fuck. Okay, well, I'm going to go. This is also a hit. Definitely slower, though, but still off Millennium. It's I Want It That Way.
Yeah, man.
I don't have it.
Oh,
don't have it.
All right, that was the
so
one.
So sorry.
Yeah,
you don't have to be sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There's only so many you can take. So
that's right.
It's true. That's the one that they were talking about on This Is Pop, where the proof is in the pudding. Somebody else wrote the song for them, and they're like, "What the fuck does I Want It That Way even mean?" Like, when you listen to the song, they don't explain
honestly,
what it is.
Which way? I can't remember, but I feel like I Want It That Way came out before Larger Than Life. Like, if I remember right, I Want It That Way came out. It was a number one hit or whatever, but then they came back with Larger Than Life, and then everybody was like, back on the jock,
back
I think.
On board, yeah.
Well, I think, see, you picked a good song. It's not that, it's just... If I'm picking off of them, I'm going larger.
Sure. Yeah, sure. I get that. Yeah.
I mean, I know how you want to give it to me, but I want to feel larger.
Well, so I'll say this. The first pick, that was my number two. The second pick was my number three. So I just went number four is how I went. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you guys took my picks. So
my bad.
It's all good.
I don't apologize for nothing.
Brother.
Okay, where do I go now? I feel like, which one is this? Is this the first record? Yeah, that one. These two are the first record. I feel like one of these two has got to go in. How about Quit Playing Games With My Heart?
That's my number one.
Hey, quit playing games with my heart.
Yes.
Or is it? Yeah. I got it.
Hey.
Yeah, no, that's real good.
See, I should have just went with my number one. I would have got that one.
I think for me, this is the one like real true slow song from the beginning era where I'm like, ooh, I like that one. That one's, it's nice.
It's nice. It's silky.
Uh-huh.
Right.
All right.
It's like a satin shirt and you lay in a silk sheets. You know what I mean?
Ooh, it's curtains for you.
Curtains.
Dr. Horrible. Soft moving curtains.
Wafty curtains.
All right. So that gives us three all the way through. So if the game were to end right now, Joe wins. But there's so much.
That's not going
to
happen.
There's so much game to play. All right, Zach.
I'm going to go from quit playing games with my heart and going with what the fuck was this song? And I'm going with The Call.
Yeah, I got it.
Awesome.
I cut that one.
Actually. Okay.
It was on my original list though.
Okay, so do we just save it for the discussion?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, yeah, if you really want to put the pitch in for it, yeah. Otherwise you can kind of put your thoughts on it here. It's up to you.
I my thoughts on it are just like, what a NSYNC-ish song.
Yes.
But also to start the album, you just start singing about, hey baby, I'm gonna go get my dick sucked.
Basically,
I'm going out with my guys.
Maybe I'm going out.
And we're going to ram jam this broad, and my boys are going to watch as I get it.
Jesus Christ.
What a wild song! What a wild song to come into.
I know, right? And so, what is it? Let me tell you about the call that changed my life. Like that's how it starts. And you're like, all right, I'm here. I'm here.
I really wish the end of the song was like they got murdered.
Jesus.
Like the girlfriend came, found them, hit the Backstreet Boys, and they were all black and blue.
Oh my God!
I was gonna say something else, but it would have given away a pick, so I didn't say it.
Okay.
Well, okay.
I'll tell you when I say that pick, though.
All right. Okay. Well, it is your turn, Joe, sir.
I was just trying to do a quick little. Okay, so with that, I did a quick little research here. So, No Strings Attached came out March 21st of 2000. Black and Blue came out November 21st of 2000. So, Zach, what you said, their way of being NSYNC could possibly be true.
Uh-huh.
Because NSYNC's album came out in March.
True.
Just saying.
True.
So, I had to check that out real quick. Anyway, all right, here we go. From Black and Blue, let's stay there. Let's stay Black and Blue. One of the 37 songs containing the word heart, it's Shape of My Heart.
Shape of My Heart. I do not have it.
I don't either.
Oh, okay. We'll put it in the trash then.
Into the pile it goes.
I would say this is my favorite song from that album, though.
Really?
But yeah, I enjoy this song.
Well, you're wrong, Joe.
Yeah, I'm fucking wrong. So I guess you better get a new fucking song, asshole. Because you're fucking wrong. You're in the trash. Have fun taking your trash nap with your trash.
Oh my God.
There it is.
Well, you know what? I'm going to play Black and Blue with you guys too. Because this one was definitely, it had that same NSYNC feel with a Backstreet Boys spin. Get Another Boyfriend.
I got that.
Hey! I got that.
Yeah, I got that.
I got that.
I got that.
That's a fun song.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, yeah, it is. But it's NSYNC as fuck.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this album really came off like, ooh, we're trying to be NSYNC. And not that I remember the time well, but I wonder if it's very like, oh, all that album is a ripoff. And this is why they started that slippery slope of like, oh, you're changing. Just copycat. Yeah, you're copycatting. Right. So now we have to extremely get out of that way.
Let's change the sound. We need to change things up.
Yeah. Right.
It's possible.
Yo.
I'm really curious now. I kind of want to listen to No Strings Attached first all the way through, and then listen to Black and Blue again all the way through and see if there's any similarities.
Well, I really do think that album, from listening to it, I think they do have majority Backstreet Boys sound. It's just, it's four or five songs that sound very NSYNC-y.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like they were trying to earn favor back with the radio, even though
right.
they're the Backstreet Boys and they technically didn't need to. Like, they would have been fine. It's just NSYNC was blowing them out of the water with the hits. So,
right.
All right. That gives us four, which means I win if it remains the same. Look at that.
Look at that.
All right, Zach?
I'm going to go off the, like, one of the newer albums. Like I said, the DNA album was really hitting me. So I'm going with OK.
Fuck yeah!
Oh, no.
But okay. Yeah, oh, dude. No.
But two of you guys got it.
That's a good jam.
That's a really good song. Like, I was like kind of blown away that I liked it.
So listening through that album and like listening to that song, I was like, huh, okay, I'm getting into this. I didn't know what the track name was yet. And I felt like it was just about to end, and I brought it up, and I was like, I got to make sure I like this song before it goes off. And then I saw that the song title was okay. I was like, huh. It just kind of fits, like, okay.
I think this is the problem we're going to run into, though. I think that the a lot of the back end stuff, it's going to be hard to find all three of us on, I think.
Right.
But we'll see. All right, so okay is the both of you guys. And Joe, it is your turn.
I'm going to venture over to Unbreakable, which I think was a interesting album because it had a lot of like real club feel, I guess would be the best way to say it. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Just like that club, like house music club feel to me.
Right.
So this song is, which one is Panic.
Oh, man. Panic. Nope.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Oh, all right. Well, throw it in the trash.
Joe.
Jesus Christ. Poor Joe.
It's like panic, wrapping up the panic.
I think it was on the cusp of my list, but yeah, it didn't make it. I'm sorry.
I guess like from now on, if Joe misses, I'll just let him sing instead of playing the song.
No reason to play it.
Just let me sing the track, bud. See?
Yeah, I think we're just all going to be in different places in the back half of the catalog, which is okay.
Yeah. Well, you see what I mean by like club music?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it definitely like, sounds like a club song. It's
like, let's take some Molly, five shots of tequila, and a snort of cocaine, and let's go.
Let's just do this thing. AJ's gonna watch.
He always watches.
Poor Howie's crying.
He's just sitting in the chair with his legs crossed, painting in his mustache with his mascara.
Oh my god, I love.
Oh, shit. I don't know which. I don't remember which album this was from. It's definitely towards the back. I might as well see if I can. Hit or miss here. How about Masquerade?
Nope.
I don't have that. That was in my original list, though.
All right. Out on my own.
Out on my own.
I think this is one of those ones where, like, it felt a lot closer.
Ooh!
Yeah. Again, it's like, those two albums were like club music.
Right.
I didn't look into who produced it, but like it feels like a Timbaland joint.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Which again is a Justin Timberlake thing.
Yeah.
Which would make sense.
Yeah, just the beat in general sounds like that first song that JT did with Timbaland.
Right. The oh, yeah, it either, yeah, Sexy Back.
Okay, maybe not Sexy Back.
Are you thinking the Neptunes?
maybe that's what it is. But okay, either way, it sounds like that.
Yeah. Right.
All right. One goes into the pile. All right, Zach.
All right, I'm going back to the beginning, baby. I'm going with If You Want to Be a Good Girl. What'd I do? What'd you say? What did I say? It's a good song.
I don't have it.
I don't either.
It's a good fucking song.
I don't have it either.
You want to be a good girl? Get yourself a bad boy.
Get yourself a bad boy.
I'm a bad boy.
I'm a bad boy.
Whatever, good song. Fuck you.
But this is definitely like we were talking about them trying to be boys to men, and like
right.
You think about like early boys to men. Now, obviously, right. This has a more pop sensibility rather than like an R&B sensibility. But yeah, this is there.
Yeah. I have another one from them that really sounds. Blackstreet or anything like that. Uh-huh. It's what the fuck is it? I'll Never Break Your Heart.
Oh yeah, yeah.
If you can just play a little snippet, I don't want to put it on the list, but goddamn, the beginning of the song screams Blackstreet.
The one that you just played sounds exactly like Motown Philly back again.
1000%.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, so here's I'll Never Break Your Heart. I mean, at least they know what they were doing and said, hey, this is what we were trying to do.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's actually. Don't lie to me.
I'll make love to you.
You like you want me to.
And I'll hold you tight.
Baby, all through the night, I'll make love to you. To you.
Oh God. All right.
Jesus Christ.
Joe.
Jesus Christ.
Who's that dude?
I'm gonna Kevin Richardson, actually.
Oh.
I'm gonna go back to Black and Blue. Speaking of that song that we just poorly tried to rendition, Black and Blue, More Than That.
More than
that. Negative, Ghost Rider.
Ooh, I am just hitting trash pile.
Poor Joe.
Poor Joe.
Hey, somebody's got to put the trash in.
Yeah, absolutely.
But speaking of, this song is very, I'll make love to you all through the night.
And not more than that.
Not more than that. Just right. Through the night.
Just through the night. All right. Let's see what I got here. Come back to the middle here somewhere. Okay. This feels like it's going to be a miss. But when I first saw the name of the song, I thought it was going to be like about groupies.
Okay.
And then when you listen to it, it's really about their moms. The Perfect Fan.
It's on my list.
Yes. I don't have that one.
Yes.
I have it.
I was listening to it just before we got on the call. I was like, oh, yeah, this is about their moms.
It's your mom, dude. You know what, though? You don't get a lot of, like, sentimental family things like that. Right. You know what I mean?
And especially in pop music, like.
Right,
especially in boy bands, it's always, you know, I love these. We're gonna do these chicks, and we're gonna squirrel these girls. And...
They just so happen to be our moms. What? That's weird.
That is weird.
That's weird.
That's weird.
That's weird. It's a very neat. It's a very niche demographic you're gonna hit there.
All right,
but boy, did they deserve it?
Yes. All right, the Perfect Fan in the conversation. I would never have guessed. All right,
there it is.
Zach, you're up.
I'm going off the This Is Us album, and I'm going with Shattered.
Fuck, nope.
Nope.
Nope. Nobody? I don't have that one.
Nope. All right, go find yourselves. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. It was good talking to you.
Good conversation.
Yeah. Just go ahead and play that hit for him.
Yeah. you know, just like I said, I think we all found value in those back records. It's just they're all, I don't want to say all over the place, but like they're good enough to where the three of us were all over the place.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
You know, one thing that I really enjoyed actually about going through this whole discography is Backstreet Boys gives you exactly what the song is going to be.
Yeah.
Pretty much immediately.
Uh-huh.
So like, yeah. if you're in, you're going to be in within 30 seconds or you're not.
Yep.
Right. At least that's the way it was for me. Like, you know, I gave everything almost full listens to each song, but I was like, okay, I'm in. And I either stayed and wrote it on my list, or I was like, I'm out. And I still gave it a little bit of time. I was like, yeah, I'm still out.
At least she gave it a try.
Yeah.
But it was, I enjoyed that Backstreet Boys gave you exactly what that song was going to be like right away. You knew what you were getting.
Right.
You know what this song reminds me of?
What?
I forget the name of that band, but again, it was a Timbaland joint. Like he got with some band.
Oh, One Republic.
Them, yes. Yes.
That's yes.
You could tell.
I could see that.
They were definitely like trying to be a lot more contemporary with the later records, which
I feel like they're just trying. They're trying to find out who they are.
Yeah.
And then eventually they realize that they're like, oh no, we're this.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real. They could have done just a greatest hits tour for the last 20 years.
Also
really.
True too. Yep.
They wouldn't, they didn't really have to make any new music, honestly.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
True.
All right, Joe.
Oh, it's my turn. Let's see what else we can put in the trash. So I'm going to go off Unbreakable. This song is, I picked one or the other on these. So if you guys have the other one, you obviously know that I don't. Very similar sounds, very similar names. This one is Inconsolable.
Nope, I don't have that one.
I don't want to say it.
Throw it in the fucking trash!
Do you even Backstreet more?
I guess I don't.
Come on,
I guess
boy.
I'm not from the Backstreet, but I am from the Black Street.
Whoa, dude.
Whoa, dude.
I'm a boy band.
You're more like All For One.
I'll make love to you all through the night. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
All right, let's get a taste of that, and then man, I still got like 12 left.
I was about to say, we got a lot to go.
So I'm thinking at this point, let's do like three more rounds and then dump out.
Yeah, I got 10 more.
Yeah, because
all of them are going in the trash, I bet. The conversation is just going to be Justin and Zach.
All right, so we're back to me. There's two versions of this song. And I'm partial to the DNA version. I fucking love this one. Breathe.
Breathe, breathe. I don't have Breathe.
Take a breath, because I don't have it.
Look, see, Justin lost out on one.
Yeah.
Yeah, one.
Well, see, this is the kind of problem. This is, to me, the kind of the problem is, like, with NSYNC, yeah, they only had three albums, and it's easier to kind of mix with
for sure.
It. But, like, we're literally going off of discographies that, like, no one's really truly been a part of in, like, the pop world. Like, sure, they probably have their fan base, and they still make a decent amount of coin, but, like, there's a reason why they're touring with fucking New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yep. So the reason I picked this version is, as you can hear, this is more true to like what they wanted to be, like that New Edition, that Boys to Men. And as a matter of fact, if I win, right, I'm probably picking this song. Now that I hear it again, it's so good. All right, Zach.
Oh, Jesus Christ! What are we throwing in the trash today?
Yeah. Probably gonna hit.
Well, you know what? There's one thing I know about boy bands and pop bands, and I'm just going with it. Even though it is from the DNA album, which I said is a pretty good album, so go check it out. I'm going with Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Oh.
Okay. I don't have that one.
Well, cool. Thanks for breaking my heart, you pieces of shit.
It was on my list though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Didn't make the final.
Again.
Oh, okay.
I had to pick 32 other Heart songs, man.
Yeah. Apparently, big Heart guy.
I got to, again, I'm not lying. As I'm looking at this list, I think only two songs didn't make my first pass. So
Right.
All right.
It just, I don't know. It just sounds like what I imagine their pop song should sound like today. And it is.
Yeah. All right. Joe.
All right. I'm going to just go back to Unbreakable. And since you guys didn't like Panic, it's a Trouble Is.
What if I said yes?
You're going to say no.
I'm also going to
I just want to give you something for conversation.
Okay, in the trash. But this one goes like, the trouble is, trouble is, something like that.
At this point, as many misses as we have, I do need to stop playing bits of the song. Because we'll be here all night.
We'll be here all night.
All right. So we're back to me. So we'll do one more round and then we'll dump out. No.
I feel fucking nothing.
I know, right?
Shit.
Yeah, I'm going to trot out another DNA song. New Love.
Nope.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Stick it in the trash.
No.
All right.
No.
Zach?
I'm going with the song that I know you guys won't have, but it should be mentioned because and it's not on an album. I don't give a fuck. this is what I do.
It's off a soundtrack.
It's Britney Spears and Backstreet Boys matches. It's here's my thing. It's a really fucking solid song. Neither are featured. It's both like main attraction. So like they're both, you know, sharing same amount of time. But like think about that. Like this is the song that's like after the fact, it's two legends getting together. It's part-timer versus part-timer. This is how I like it.
What's the song?
It's called Matches.
Matches.
Oh, I thought you meant like pro wrestling. No.
The song is actually called Matches.
Oh, okay. I thought they were wrestling.
It's Britney Spears and Backstreet Boys. Check it out. Okay. Give it a listen one day, guys.
Right on.
Pay attention, Joe.
I was trying to. focused on all my trash.
Yeah. All right. It is your turn if you want to get something else in the trash.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't fucking matter, but it's PDA.
Oh, man. No.
I don't have that.
No, me neither.
Okay, well, this one goes like, I don't want that PDA. I don't want that PDA.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I know.
Like, yeah. Give me that kiss, girl. See, that's what I'm saying about these Backstreet Boys. This is why they lose me. You don't want PDA, and you're calling your girl about how you're going to get sucked. Come on, boys.
Sucked in a vacuum.
Come on, boys.
Come on, boys.
You wait. You guys are.
You guys are Backstreet Boys.
All right. So let's put ourselves out of the misery and dump out. So this is what I got left. I've got As Long As You Love Me.
I got it.
Hey.
I don't.
All right. We've Got It Going On.
Nope.
Nope.
All right. It's Gotta Be You.
Nope.
Got it.
Hey. All right. Don't Want You Back.
Nope.
Nope.
All right. Just Want You to Know.
I got that one.
I got it. I got it.
No way.
Oh.
Wow. One in as we were dumping out. Wow.
We got one that you can dump. All right.
And with that, though, that puts us at 5-2. So Zach's going to get the final say.
Oh, oh, Matches is getting in.
Oh, hold on, I need to find the thing. Song. Oh my god.
Holy shit.
It's off Never Gone.
Holy shit. Okay, that's good. Is. That's good.
You like that?
I love it.
Wow. Yeah, this is a fun one. This is fun.
Yeah.
Very much so. Wow. Unanimous as I'm dumping out. Crazy.
Oh.
All right. I still got a couple left here. Poster Girl.
Negative.
Nope.
My Beautiful Woman.
Negative.
Nope. Straight Through My Heart.
Got it.
Wow.
Nope.
All right. Love Somebody.
Nope.
Oh. Love Somebody. Yeah. I feel like I had that. I don't see it, but I thought I had it.
All right. And last but not least, Try.
Nope.
Was that song about Joey in this list?
Yeah, I clearly listened to the knockoff version of the Backstreet Boys. I listened to the Daughtry version while you guys listened to the Target version.
Well, we said listen to BSB, not BTS.
Yeah, my bad.
So let's see. Straight Through My Heart was one of them. I got two others, right? It's got to be You and As Long As You Love Me. Let's see. It's got to be You. And that one was Zach.
Just wild. Just wild. I literally hit nothing.
No, you hit the first couple.
Yeah but that was because you guys set it.
True.
Not me.
It happens.
Oh, really?
You didn't get one?
We got five through, which means Zach is our winner of the final say. And
oh, fuck.
So we'll see what happens with
matches
that.
Matches is getting in.
But we have five that got through unanimously. Everybody, Backstreet's back. Get Another Boyfriend. Just want you to know, Larger Than Life, and Quit Playing Games With My Heart. Now, what's in the conversation? Oh, okay. There's only nine, so we need to trim nine down to four, and then Zach gets the final say. So the nine still in the conversation. As Long As You Love Me, I want it that way. In a world like this, it's got to be You, New Love, Okay, Straight Through My Heart, The Call, and The Perfect Fan. And one of the things that's jumping out immediately is Okay. Yeah, you guys had that one, and I didn't. So I feel like we need to get that one through. And plus, that gives us coverage on the new album, the newest album. So if we don't get anything else from that, we've got that covered at least. All right, so that gives us six. Was there one that was jumping out at you, Joe, that you wanted, that you feel like, oh, man, we need that one?
Honestly, I don't remember the list.
Okay. As Long As You Love Me, I Want It That Way. In a World Like This, It's Gotta Be You, New Love, Straight Through My Heart, The Call, and The Perfect Fan.
You know what? I think The Call has to be in.
Yes!
Fuck right.
Yes! Yes.
One other top 10 list. How can we not have a top 10 list about going out to get a booty call? You know what I mean?
Yes. Let me tell you about the good call deal. That changed my life.
Like that's
the call that changed my life.
That is true Backstreet Boys if there ever was a Backstreet Boy, you know?
I got fucking vacuumed.
All right, so that gives us seven. Zach, is there one that's kind of sitting there that you're like, you know what, we need that one?
I mean, if we're going to play games here, the fact that As Long As You Love Me is not up here is kind of crazy to me.
It is. So let's get that one. Let's get that one. And that gives us eight. And so that leaves this last one to you and I, Joe.
All right.
So remaining songs.
Well, I mean, you know, I would say I Want It That Way, but do we feel like we need any other album representation?
I don't know, man. Like,
because I feel like I don't know. I don't really feel like we necessarily need album representation. But at the same time, I Want It That Way was a hit. So, like, if that didn't get you, like, well, maybe we do need something on the newer side.
So here's what we got. We've got three from Backstreet Boys, two from Black and Blue, one from DNA, one from Millennium, and one from Never Gone.
Okay.
So, I mean, if Millennium...
We don't have... Okay.
If Millennium is in the conversation, or like as far as we have it covered, so we don't have anything from In a World Like This, This Is Us, and as a matter of
fact, or Unbreakable.
Yeah, so nothing from Unbreakable made it through to the convo.
Okay, that's fine.
We have three
left. Because This Is Us and Unbreakable are kind of the same album.
Yeah. So I mean, if we are worrying about,
all right,
if we're worrying about representation, then we need to take either In a World Like This or Straight Through My Heart.
Okay. And if we just don't give a shit, we can pick whatever, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because honestly, I don't really remember either of those two songs, how they went, but I know what I Want It That Way is like.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And also Millennium underrepresented.
So, I don't know. I kind of want it that way.
Hey-o. All right. So let's grab I Want It That Way as our number 9. And what is our number 10, Zach?
Fucking A.
What are my choices?
Okay, so
anything you want.
Technically speaking, yes, anything you want.
Anything I want?
Anything from Backstreet Boys. Now, let me say this. I would prefer it be one of these five, but it does not have to be. It can be something, you can pluck something off of the pile if you want.
Okay.
In a World Like This, It's Gotta Be You, New Love, Straight Through My Heart, The Perfect Fan. Those are the five that technically made the conversation, but you
fine.
Can. You can.
I'm going to play fair.
You don't have to.
I wanted to throw a loophole, and it was going to be, if you want to be a good girl, you fuck. But because I'm going to be a decent person, I'll go with New Love.
Oh, look at you. Actually,
okay.
I think that's a great call, because I think that gives us another one from the newer record, which we all three of us really, really liked. So I think that's a really good call. So that gives us our 10. So we've got As Long As You Love Me, Everybody Backstreet's Back, Get Another Boyfriend, I Want It That Way, Just Want You to Know, Larger Than Life, New Love, Okay, Quit Playing Games With My Heart, and The Call.
Right.
So of those 10, Zach, which is the one that you're picking as the one for the Backstreet Boys?
I'm going Everybody.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to argue. What do you think, Joe?
I mean, I was gonna say The Call, but I'm just kidding. I'm fucking Everybody. It's gotta be Everybody.
Yeah,
because that's how else do you start a playlist than with that intro?
Right,
right.
I honestly like the only other one of the 10 I feel like is even in the conversation is Larger Than Life, but I think
exactly.
I think Everybody does it. You know, does exactly what we need. So Everybody, it is. Let me cue that up because I'm all frazzled because of internet problems, ladies and gentlemen. So here we go, everybody. Oh, and my phone disconnected from my Mac. Come on. Why does everything hate me? There we go.
Blame it on Jesus.
Yes.
Kevin, of course.
Yes.
Kevin.
All right. Everybody, Backstreet's Back is our number one with a bullet. As Long As You Love Me, Get Another Boyfriend, I Want It That Way, Just Want You to Know, Larger Than Life, New Love, Okay, Quit Playing Games With My Heart, In The Call wraps out our 10. Let's let everybody get some time in the sun.
Yeah, baby.
I'm glad we went with a fun one.
Me too. I mean, you kind of have to.
Yeah.
And I also feel like it's a song that everybody gets a little bit of shine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
And again, like, I feel like if you want to be like a snob, I guess you can be a snob. But like, even this is hard to be a snob to because it's just, it's stupid fun. Stop it.
Well, I mean, we're talking about the Backstreet Boys. We're talking about Cookie Cutter. We're talking about pop. Yeah. Like, no offense. It's okay to be basic with it.
Yeah. And just let yourself be it. Come on, man. That's fun.
And I'm dancing.
Yeah. I mean, it's a song that holds the test of time.
Yeah. Like I said, like, I still listen to this when it comes on the radio.
Me too. It's on my Halloween playlist. Fuck, it's on everybody's Halloween playlist. Right.
Well, there we go. We got our 10. Boys, we've done it. We are officially on the back street. The back, I don't know. There's something about being
on the
back. We're on the
back street, boys.
We're on the back street, boys. so check it out. You dig the program? Cool. I like that. You can subscribe, rate, comment. Again, frazzled. Just completely thrown off my game. Subscribe, rate, comment, because we're a pod. That supposedly helps us. I've yet to see that be the case. So, like, I don't know. Prove me wrong. I'm into that. Like, Hey, I subscribed. I rated. I commented. Look at you go. But to me, the best way to help the show is by telling somebody you listen to it and bringing them aboard and saying, hey, I listen to Deprogrammed and you can too. If you have a dollar a month, patreon.com/ohhijustin is a great place to go to help me on my journey as a content creator. Your dollar gets you a ton of content, and it's a lot of exclusive content and probably more exclusive content coming. So just keep that in mind. A buck gets you in the club. It also gains you access to the Legion of Stupid Discord, where we are doing this program right now. So like, if you like listening to podcasts live, you could have been listening to this as we were doing it. Just saying, like, if you were in the Legion of Stupid Discord, it also gets you special access to certain channels, including if you go on the $5 Wrestle Party tier, the hashtag Wrestle Party chat, where soon enough we will be watching WrestleMania 10 together. Just saying, keep that in mind. These three that just did this program, we also do hashtag WrestlePals Road to WrestleMania, and I guarantee you had fun listening to this. You will have fun listening to that. It's good times. So check all that stuff out. I feel like I'm missing something, but I don't know. I don't know, man. My head is everywhere right now. So with that being said, Backstreet Boys, Linda, I'm loving people. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.